Hey guys, welcome to another episode of DJC Tales. It is your host, your favorite girl, Diana. And first of all, I want to say I missed you guys. And I am sorry for being away for a while. It was just that Lagos did its thing again and showed me some small pepper. But I'm back and I hope you guys forgive me. I missed you guys so fucking much. And I hope you guys miss me too, because I mean, we have to reciprocate this love. You give me love and I give you love as well. I like love, my darlings. Anyway, so I'm going to be continuing the Ekoni Baje episode. This is like a part of Ekoni Baje, because I can never exhaust my Lagos stories. Like, the things that have happened to me in this town. Lagos is just the absolute ghetto. And like, for the first few months I was here, I did not have words to contain how I felt. The frustration was evident. Like when my friends would text me and ask me, how far now? How is Lagos? My only response was just, Omo. Like, it was crazy. It was back-to-back drama for me. And I think one of the dramas, or one of the events that stood out, was me being held by the police. Right now, it's funny, but it wasn't funny that day. So it was in the spirit of house hunting, or being my house hunting period. I went to a house with my friend, and I was on my way back. I was going to an uncle's house, and that was how we were inside bus, and police just stopped our bus and told our bus driver to drive into the police station. That's so we are not wearing face masks. And the driver slid all of us. He's like, but he told us to wear our face mask. That we refused to wear face masks. That he told us so. That we should not enter his bus without face mask. And everyone's like, but you didn't say this though. You know the thing about face mask. And my guy wore his own face mask and just slid everybody. Eventually, like five of us had to get down from the bus because the other people had face masks as well. And I'm like, just this one day that I did not take a face mask out, I am entering this type of trouble. Anyway, so once the police had us in their net, I called my uncle. I'm like, they have arrested me. It wasn't really an arrest because there were no handcuffs or anything. They just told us to go and sit down behind the counter. But I beg, police station, everything in police station is arrest. So I go behind the counter and I start having a panic attack. And I text all my friends like, in case anything happens, maybe we should start trend hashtag free Diana or something. I text my friend, I tell him I'm in police station and I beg, they should help me. And they understand the kind of person I am, and they know that I'm panicking because I've had a running with police people during the NSAS protest. And as much as I want to feel like I'm over that, I do not think I am over that experience. Getting beaten by the police was no joke. I had bruises. And I couldn't even come out for days. I was panicking at the sound of sirens. And I was having nightmares as well, because I would imagine that there would, I don't know, something bad was just going to happen in the future. And it was a very scary time. So being in a police station with these guys again, seeing everybody walking around with guns, people sitting around trying to find people that will come and get them out of there, was a huge trigger for me. And I started hyperventilating. I couldn't breathe, and I was not my normal self. So there was this little girl that was with us in the bus with her brother, and they kept this girl behind the counter. And in my mind, I'm like, I wonder how this girl is feeling right now. She was obviously scared. Like, I mean, she was so little. So one other officer, I don't know if he's a policeman, but he came in and he told him like, who kept this girl here? And they tell him that she didn't have a face mask on. And he buys her and her brother a face mask and they let them go. So the rest of us that did not have helper were left there. And it was obvious that I was breathing too hard, because they just kept staring at me like, why is this girl breathing like this? And I was just trying to stay calm, but it wasn't possible, man. Eventually, it's like the policeman that arrested us decided that, let's have pity on these guys and just release them. So they release us. They're like, you push come and be going. Next time, wear your face mask. And he said he was going to be looking out for us. So I go out of the police station and I'm standing by the road because my uncle's like, he's still going to come pick me up. And there, I put up on my status like, wow, just 2 months in Lagos and I've already been arrested. And my friends start texting me like, ah, are you kidding? What happened? I'm like, ah, they should look for ex-convict group chat for me. Oh, I'm now an ex-convict. And my siblings are the worst because they're like, wow, I'm the ghetto now. And they didn't expect that I'll be the first to get arrested. We all thought it was my sister because my sister is, I don't know what's wrong with that girl, but I don't know. She's just a human being. So we all thought she was going to get arrested first, but apparently I beat her to it. It wasn't, I will not lie, I started laughing because I was like, okay, why was I even panicking in the first place? These guys could probably not keep me for more than 24 hours. But at the same time, I remembered a friend of mine telling me about how he went out to buy something one evening and these guys took him and held him in a cell. And he was traumatized. Right now, he cannot even step into a police station because he will have severe panic attacks and he would probably pass out from the trauma. And it just goes to show that we're practically not safe. I know this was not supposed to be a very serious episode, but it just hurts, right? That the police station is supposed to be a safe space. Like, they tell you that, ah, if you're stranded, sleep in a police station. But as a Nigerian, you cannot dare it. That's an unsafe place in the first place. You cannot even be stranded in a police station because you will legit be scared and afraid. So, like, it's really sad. I wish we had better policing in Nigeria. I wish our policemen did better. I know that there are some people that are amazing policemen. We can't take that away. But, we cannot still take away the fact that most of these guys are just horrible. Like, they look for every way to extort you and, you know, they just scare you. And it's not nice. It's not nice at all. I cannot lie. It is really disturbing. But anyways, it sure happened. And please, people should put some respect on my name now. I mean, ex-convict. You know, those have boys that'll be following me and be collecting money from bus drivers. That type shit. Anyways, I wish Lagos treated me better sometimes. I wish that I didn't have all these experiences in the first week. And I was going to actually also add that the madness in Lagos is, at first, I thought the madness Lagos was overhyped. I thought people would just used to over-exaggerate the madness. But Omo, it is real. When I first came to Lagos and I'm in a car with probably my friends and we're driving from work or something and he's shouting for other people like, are you mad? She found the road now. If you know I'm moving, she made people move. I'm like, you people should calm down now. You people should stop shouting. Why are you always shouting? Omo, now like this. It's only me that used to help them and be shouting and be insulting people on the road because people are not normal at all. There's traffic and people are switching lanes up and down, like stay in your lane. I think the worst one for me is Lagos people turn every road to one way. I have never seen that level of insanity in my life. You see that this road is already blocked. You know, the other side, the other people moving against traffic, you now go and block their own side because you want to get to your destination faster than everybody else. I feel like those people are just very selfish. If they were less selfish and maybe more patient, they would probably find a way to solve their traffic issues. But almost is a lie. It's only in Lagos that traffic light causes traffic. Or somebody buying plantain chips on the road. Or somebody fighting. Oh, the fight scenes are actually always epic. I count at least 5 fights every day. There was this particular day at the bus stop where I take a keke to my house. And there's like this huge traffic and nobody, everybody's just honking, right? And everybody comes down like, what's going on? We see these 2 grown ass men. One had already pulled his shirt, like he was already gingering. Do you know who I am? Was gingering and pumping to fight. Eventually, he didn't even fight though. He was even the one that wore his shirt back and entered his car first. I'm like, all those is about. So man, the craziness in Lagos, if you're not mad, you cannot survive this town. My first week in Lagos, I legit fought the conductor because of change. I'm like, this is not the life. I'm not built for this. Things are supposed to be easy. Mad is not supposed to be normal. Like, who was the person that wrote this law in Lagos that you have to be mad to survive? It makes no sense, but I think that's what makes Lagos, Lagos.
it can everywhere cannot be seen, apparently. And Lagos is one of those places that can never be seen in this life, except they push everybody to their fatherland. But Lagos is a mad place, filled with different set of people. And oh my God, the worst set of people for me in Lagos, I'm very sorry to whoever this might offend, but please, preachers, roadside preachers, bus preachers, what the hell? In the morning, early in the morning, you're trying to get up and go to work, and someone carries a megaphone and is just screaming in front of your house, and you're like, it's just early in the morning, I'm trying to get my thoughts together, why are you here? Then the ones in the bus are the worst, because they feel entitled to your attention. I don't want to listen to your preaching. I probably do not relate. Why are you trying to force it down my throat, right? And some of them tap you. If probably you're wearing an earpiece, they start tapping you like you have to listen to what they're saying. And you're like, dude, leave me the fuck alone. My friends have legit fought with these guys. And my friend just told me that he forms deaf and dumb when they're talking to him. Strategy. He has to strategize. You have to have strategy in these Lagos, Shasha. Just survival is a strategy. You have to find the one that works for you and just stick to that. Anyways, I've had fun talking to you guys today. I have to go now, but I promise I won't be away for too long again. I can't stand it. I felt so lonely without you guys in my life. But I'll be back next week with another episode. Please don't forget to like, don't forget to share, and I'll post all the links again. If you have stories, I don't know why people are doing me like this. If you have stories, please send it to me now. My email is jjctales@gmail.com. jjctales, like literally jjctales@gmail.com. If you don't want to send an email, you could just send me a voice note on WhatsApp and I would transcribe it. It's not a big deal. So please send me stories you've had. If you have never visited Lagos, it's fine. I'm sure you have gone to other cities that you were new in and you probably had certain experiences that you would want to share. I'm open to hearing these stories and talking about them and laughing too, because I'm sure they're going to be hilarious. So please, you guys, send in your stories and like and comment. I'm open to criticism, right? So you guys should please comment on my posts, and I would just love for you guys to be inclusive. So thank you very much for listening. You guys should have a great weekend and think of me always. I love you guys. Ciao.